Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Our Place, episode 519.
Our Place, where anything can happen and probably will.
Hi everyone and welcome to Our Place with me, Steve.
Me, Angie.
How you doing? I think we're all right, aren't we?
Yeah.
We haven't had a bad week, really.
No.
Just work, really. Most of the week has been work,
yeah.
Hasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Stay tuned on this one because we've got a review of a piece of equipment. We've got a Brown Note Taker review coming up from our Julie, so stay tuned for that one at the end of the podcast. Other than that, what we've been doing, well, was it last when was it I signed up to Cubber Zen?
It was only like a couple of days ago, isn't it?
About Thursday, isn't it? Wednesday or Thursday, isn't it?
Yeah.
So anyway, I was looking at high res music since I've got this lovely blue sound equipment that we were talking about, and they support a service called Cobbers, and Cobbers Q-O-B-U-Z, that's how you spell it. And if you want to go to it, cobbers.com, q-o-b-u-z.com, and of course we'll put the link in the show notes. Anyway, so I signed up to Cobbers. I wanted to try the app, its native app, which looks pretty accessible. There's a few unlabeled buttons, but it looks pretty accessible. Although I haven't done a great lot with it, but I signed it into Cobbers on my Blue OS controller on my phone, on my Android phone. And that looks all okay. You can search Cobbers.
I've been doing it and you've been doing it. I haven't Blue OS, yeah. Yet
No, it's all been good.
It's fine.
And with Cobbers, we're looking at plans because they've got different plans. You can, if you buy Sublime, for example, you either buy Sublime or Sublime Plus. Sublime gives you access to everything in 24-bit that they've got available. And if not, you go down to 16-bit. But basically, the idea of Cobbers is all of the music, I understand, is lossless, isn't it? In some way. So you've got FLAC 16, FLAC 24, and they go right up to FLAC 96, I believe. You know, they go up to and 192 and all kinds of things, but that's mostly for classical music and things like that.
Yeah.
But they have FLAC 24 there and FLAC 16. So the trial I've got is just the $19.99 a month, which gives you FLAC 16. So in fact, that can't be true then. I think Sublime is the one I'm on or trying at the moment, which only gives you 16-bit. So Sublime Plus, and you have to pay a yearly subscription of £349. You can't pay by the month. So if you go for that, then you get 24-bit as well as 16-bit. I understand you also get downloads, so you can download to your phone or your device. And as well as downloading to your device, you can also purchase FLAC items from their store at between a 30 to 60% discount, which means that FLAC purchases come down to the price of MP3 purchases, basically, you know, $7, $8.99, things like that, instead of $12, $13.99, and so on. So we've been investigating Cobbers, and seems to have quite a lot of music on there, like Google Play Music, really.
Yeah,
and
it does. It does seem to have quite a bit of stuff on there.
Even
some more obscure things that I've not heard.
Yes.
Because I found it was an advert, and I like the music on it, and so we found that.
Yeah, that was Recovery, wasn't it, by
Rival Console.
Rival Console, yeah. And it was on an advert on the TV, and I asked OK Google what the song was, and it told me, and we were able to play it on Cobbers in 16-bit FLAC, and it sounded beautiful, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what's considered CD quality. Basically, I believe you don't get lower than that on Cobbers.
You don't,
right?
No. It's all CD quality or above.
You're going to get that or above, yeah, depending on what you subscribe to.
So it's kind of like Google Play for high-end users, really, for high-quality users, because you can I believe you can import your own music as well.
I thought you couldn't.
Yes, I believe you can. If you have a subscription, I think you can import your own. I'm not certain about that.
Because there was something you read and said, oh, no, I don't think you can.
But I don't know. It's something I need to discover whether you can or not. But you can certainly, you know, I wouldn't import M4A into it or anything. I'd just import the FLAC library to it, to be honest with you, that we've got. And, you know, you can import to it. I understand, but I'm not sure about that. But you can download for offline listening. And in fact, if you listen on a phone, download is mandatory for 24-bit FLAC because obviously it couldn't stream easily, you know, without buffering and things like that because they're big old files.
Hmm.
So you can download albums in 24-bit FLAC and listen to them offline and things like that. And of course, you know, if you take Blue Sound away with you, as we said last week, even if you haven't got a connection, you can connect to its Wi-Fi hotspot and play things from the phone, can't you?
Yeah.
So that's how you would play FLAC locally.
Of course, you could put a memory
locally.
Stick in.
Yes, and you can put a memory stick in as well, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's all.
That's quite nice, yes.
It is,
and I've been using that for playing music to see what's on it.
Yeah.
So we might as well make use of this trial, make sure it's what we're... I think we do. I think we want the... Sublime Plus, don't we?
Yeah, I think we do. It's the most expensive music system subscription system in the world, but I think, you know, it would really suit us.
It gives you all the discounts. I mean, it's like joining a club. You pay, but you get discounts on
purchases
things,
as well.
Don't you, in clubs,
yeah.
Sometimes.
And of course, once you purchase, it's in un-DRM'd FLAC.
You've got it.
Buy it, and you know you can download it to your phones locally anyway, and do what you want with it, really.
Yeah.
You know, so that's all very good. And I think they're probably the highest quality music streaming service out there, I'd say.
Yeah.
Tidal is probably a close second because they do MQA and things like that as well. You know, but you can't purchase from Tidal.
Of course, Deezer also does CD quality.
Deezer do CD quality as well, but only 16-bit.
Yeah. But I think they do too, but
there are
a few options out there now, aren't there?
Yes, I was saying to Angie that I'm becoming a bit of an audio snob now, aren't I, really? Because I don't like hearing low-quality audio now.
No.
I'm starting to hear more high-quality music and things like that. And now I've got it at my fingertips and I can play it on the Blue Nodes, the Blue OS system with the Node 2 or the Pulse 2. We played one of the Pulse this morning. It was lovely, wasn't it, Angie?
It was.
Yeah. Yeah, and that was on Tidal. We played that with MQA.
Yes, that's right.
And we played the full-length version of Papa Was a Rolling Stone because, you know, the lead singer, Dennis Edwards, has died. He's 74. We heard that this morning. I woke up to that this morning. And so we played the 12-minute version of Papa Was a Rolling Stone, which is on an album called Direction, believe it or not, by Temptations. They haven't got the original Papa Was a Rolling Stone album on Tidal or Cobbers, but they've got lots and lots of Temptations albums on both services, including Directions on Cobbers as well. So you could play the long version on there as well. And in fact, it might be worth doing an A-B comparison one day between MQA and Cobbers' 16-bit FLAC. What do you think?
Yeah.
It'd be quite an interesting one, wouldn't it? We could do that. Play the same track, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's for another day. Other than that, we haven't been doing a great lot other than work, have we really?
No. No.
To be honest,
we haven't. My only thought to come back was that if it's possible, Maureen may come. She comes to see us every couple of weeks if she can, or every 3 weeks if not, really, or tries to. And so next week would be, and I said, so it's best to do it this week. I wouldn't have bothered if we hadn't got a feature.
No, but we have got a feature, so
we thought we'd tell you what we've been
up to.
Isn't a lot.
No.
And
we haven't been out anywhere, so
we did Tuesday night actually. We went to a pub
that's
we've
true.
Never been to before.
We went to the Checkers in Stevenage Old Town, which we've never been to.
B meeting as they call it.
Real ale pub.
Yeah.
And what was that beer called I had?
Do you know what? I can't remember.
I've forgotten.
Tarantula.
It was called something. Tarantula.
Yeah.
And it was 5%. Absolutely gorgeous. Lovely drop of beer there. You even liked it, didn't you?
Yeah, it was nice. He always lets me taste his new beer. He's very kind. And there's a particular taste to some beer that I like.
Mm.
I mean, I don't go out drinking beer. It's a pain anyway. It makes you want to go to the loo a lot.
Yeah.
I don't. But I'm a wine and spirit drinker by default anyway. But I don't mind a drop of beer.
Yeah.
I think if I could buy it and drink it in a garden, some of these things, I'd be more interested to drink them at home.
Mm.
But, you know.
You probably can. You can probably buy tarantula and things like that.
Although they're better on draft, aren't they?
They are better on draft. The bottles tend to be more gassy.
But I wouldn't want to buy a barrel of beer just for me.
No, no.
Silly, unless you get like 8 pints in a barrel of them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you can get a mini cask, can't you?
You can, but there's still quite a lot in there, isn't there?
I think there's 4 to 8 pints in a mini cask.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's only small.
That isn't bad.
But it's where you put it, isn't it?
Yeah,
the cask.
Where you put it.
You know.
And how do you keep it cool enough?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, otherwise I would do it. Because some of those beers are gorgeous.
Yeah.
You know.
You have to keep it the right temperature.
Mm, yeah.
I mean, I know your dad has, but he used to keep it out of the garage, didn't he?
Yeah.
It's cold out there.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
So when he's had a lot of people around, he'd buy barrels.
Yeah. And he also had cans and bottles that he used to put in ice buckets.
Yes.
Didn't he?
Oh, in the summer we had to put them in, also in a bowl of water. You can't really keep things cold outside.
No.
They used to have the cans outside.
But he did do a lot of crushed ice in a bowl.
Yeah.
And he would put...
He used to put the ice. And we used to frequently run out of ice.
Yeah.
Because they've got one of those lovely fridge...
American fridges,
that make the ice.
Yeah, and you can crush the ice in the machine.
I wanted one, but really... There isn't room to have that and a freezer, and they're not big enough. I did fall in love with one I saw almost,
because
it was quite big. But it's probably not, if you only can have room for one, it isn't probably big enough because it has to do the fridge and the freezer.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I'm better having a separate freezer. So, yeah, we didn't have one. I would have liked one, but I don't have limited space, really, for that.
But I think that's all we've been up to this week, really, isn't it?
Yes, it is, yeah.
So, I don't know if you've got anything else to say.
I can't think of it. Yeah.
We haven't had feedback so much, but we have had a feature, as I say, from Julie.
Yeah.
Many thanks for that, Julie. And, of course, if you want to give us a feature, don't forget the Dropbox folder, or you can share a Dropbox link with me, as Julie did. If you want to do that, write to ourplace@comproom.co.uk and tell us you want to be set up in the Dropbox folder, or just send me a Dropbox link to any files in WAV or MP3 or M4A or whatever you want to do, and we can convert most formats, so that's not an issue. And of course you can go to www.ourplace-podcast.info to find out what else is going on there, and you know, find all the episodes, the show notes and everything else, and the links, you know, from the episodes, etc. And how to subscribe, and how to listen on the phone, courtesy of Talking Newspaper Services. And if you don't block your number, even if you hang up, it will resume. And it will also warn you and hang up just under an hour, so that you don't get charged if you've got one of these, you know, 1 hour calls from BT, whatever. It'll do things like that too. And if the podcast is over an hour, it will carry on and it will resume where you left off if you dial in again. So it's all great stuff. Thanks to Jonathan for that. And look out for Jonathan's new Talking Newspaper skill, which is now on Amazon. And you can say, enable my Talking Newspaper, and you can play with that too. And we're not on that yet for various technical reasons, but he assures me we will be on there once those reasons are resolved. Something to do with the Echo Dot not being able to play long podcasts because it runs out of memory.
Yes, I can see
something
that.
Like that.
It doesn't. Yeah, it can't. Yeah. It obviously needs to stream too much. I didn't realise it worked like that. But obviously, it needs to hold too much in its buffer.
Yeah, So apparently, the Echo doesn't have the problem, but the Dot does. So they reckon they will have a fix for it. Amazon tell Jonathan they will have a fix for it. So look out, watch this place.
There's new things coming out on that all the time. What was that fun thing? Sing Me a Ditty, wasn't it? We won't try it in here because she's a bit quiet in here. But
yeah, well, no,
who's got one?
Yeah.
Anyone, any of you has an Amazon Echo, ask it to
sing me a ditty. Yeah.
And it'll go through and it'll tell you to then, what does it do?
It tells you what would you like me to sing, and then you say the words that you want it to sing, and then it sings them. It's quite funny. We could do an Our Place jingle like that. That'd be quite fun, wouldn't it?
Yes, we could actually.
Yeah, because I've got it plugged into a mixer upstairs, so we could do that.
Are we allowed to use them?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
You can save them. It says, do you want to save it?
Save it and share it.
It's fun because you have all this cheering in it. Well, I'm assuming it's a synthesizer because it takes your words and sings it.
Another thing is... I was going to say is one of the new skills that she has, Amazon Echo. I'm not going to say the wake word because she's in here. is ask the TARDIS to take off.
Yeah, we haven't tried that yet.
I haven't.
Yeah.
Mm. And for Doctor Who fans, it's great because you can get all kinds of effects, and you can ask it to do all kinds of things, the sonic screwdriver and take off, land, all kinds of things. So try that if you get a minute. There's all kinds of things you can do. Haven't heard anything new from Google Home. We don't tend to hear stuff like that too much. Otherwise, I would report that as well. But those are a couple of new things we've heard from Amazon Echo. So, and also, there is a podcast. If I can find it, I'll put the link on the show notes. There is a podcast by Robin Christofferson, who works at AbilityNet, called Dot to Dot. And unlike, you'd think with the title of that, it'd be about Braille, but it's nothing to do with Braille. It's actually about skills for Amazon Echo.
Oh, cool, yeah.
And they're only little 5 or 6 minute podcasts introducing new skills and things like that. So there's another one for you. If you want to find out, you know, all kinds of things. And Robin is blind himself.
I know a lot of you have the Echo also. You have the speakers that do the same thing. Yeah.
Talking of speakers, don't forget that we sell the E2, which is a lovely little pocket-sized speaker that has Amazon Echo built into it. So you can carry her around with battery as well.
And of course the E5 if you'd like something a bit bigger.
Yep. And also on Android and iOS, you can download Ultimate Alexa. There you are, I just said the word. I've probably just woken her up now. Whatever. You can say Ultimate, and you can load this program, and you can carry her around on your phone as
well. We should just mute her when we don't need her.
We should mute her. Yes.
It's easy enough to switch her back on.
We should do. It's only tapping a button on the top.
I'm sure
isn't it
is. I've not tried that. I know how to do it with the other one upstairs, Google Home.
Yeah.
I knocked her off the side once and she muted the microphone. Muted. What I like about her is she says her microphone muted.
Yeah, well, you get her off. With Amazon, you get a high beep and a low beep. So the high beep means she's on and the low beep means she's off. Yeah. She's muted.
So I had to find Google Home's one to switch it back on. Because I knocked it off.
Yes. Yeah, so all this.
I can't remember why or how I knocked it off.
All this voice interaction stuff is good, isn't it?
Yes.
It is. Anyway, I think that's all from us, isn't it? Really.
I think so. Yes.
We're gonna go to Julie's review, and she's gonna review the L Braille, which is a Windows 10 based device, and it's a docking station for a Focus 14 Blue. For those that don't know, and it's by the Elite Group in Russia and Freedom Scientific together. My only concern, Julie, with the L Braille before you start the review is that it's only 2 gig of memory, and I don't believe that's enough for a Windows 10 device. It might work if you're doing basic stuff with it, but I think you would soon clog it because you're running JAWS on it as well, and the minimum for JAWS is 2 gig. So if you imagine you're trying to run 2 gig, you're trying to run JAWS and the operating system in 2 gig, that is just too small.
It is these days, I think.
I think it should have been 4 gig minimum, to be honest. And I don't see why it couldn't have been. But there you go. They're cutting corners there, a few little corners. But, you know, it's a good concept. And Julie's going to tell you all about it. And so we will, I've given you the contact details, I believe, and yes, the website and everything else.
I think so, yes, it's all done.
So all that remains is for us to say cheerio.
Yeah, bye from me.
And of course, we will see you next time, and we'll give the last word to Julie.
I've long been a fan of Braille note takers, having used the Braille and Speak, Braille Light, HumanWare's Braille Note Apex, Braille Note Touch, and HIMS devices. But their drawback, though, is that they operate on a Windows CE platform using proprietary software, which in many cases restricted their ability to cope with certain tasks, especially the internet. So, with much excitement, I learnt that the Elita Group, based in Russia, had manufactured a brand new note taker called the L-Braille. This essentially is a docking station housing the beautiful Focus 14 Blue Braille display, running a full version of Windows 10 with JAWS 1718, enabling the user to run any application they wanted, removing the restrictions that some traditional note takers had. L-Braille is about the size of a video cassette, is extremely lightweight, and for me is definitely a game changer as far as note takers go. I think to categorise it as such is extremely unfair, because in my opinion it can do so much more than a traditional note taker could in the past. With a Focus 14 Braille display, you emulate all the keyboard commands you would use with JAWS without having to use a USB keyboard, though this option is available to you should you choose to do so. Using these commands initially may seem a little bit daunting, but repetition will soon ease the learning curve. I am simply blown away that I can run any program I want on such a tiny device, whether that be Skype, Office applications, sound editors, Dropbox, all from such a device that is so convenient and portable. Enough of talking then, let's have a tour of the L-Braille and get it going. Well, I've got the L-Braille in my hand in its case, which is really lovely. And on the right hand side, there's a flap, which when you lift up, it's a Velcro flap, when you lift it up, it exposes what I'm going to discuss now. On the right hand side, there is a mini 3.5 headphone jack. Then there's the SD card slot. Remember, this is capable of taking cards up to 256 gig. Then you've got your USB slot. Then you have the hole, which is for the AC adapter. On the left-hand side of the case, which I'm going to look at now, there is a slot for the SIM card. And on the front of the case, there is a pocket, a decent sized pocket, to house any peripherals that you might have, like pen drives or headphones. In my case, I've got a USB hub, because with there only being one USB port on it, I might need to use more than one USB device at the same time. And the hub really works well with this device, no issues at all. And also on the left hand side, you have the HDMI port. On the front of the case, just towards your stomach, there are two press studs which you just lift up to open the case, and your L-Braille is in front of you. Now, the L-Braille will come in two ways. If you buy a complete unit, that being the L-Braille, the JAWS license, and the Focus 14 Braille display, it comes fully docked. If you don't, and you have the JAWS license and the Focus 14, as was my case, the L-Braille just came on its own, so it's just the docking station. So, how do you attach the Focus 14 to the L-Braille? Well, let me describe this now. When you look at the empty docking station, you'll find a very small micro USB cable to which you have to attach the focus. And I'm going to attempt to do this now because I've actually undocked the focus from the Braille display, and it's really, really short, and you haven't got much. There you go. And then what you need to do is gently, very, very gently, sit the focus on the docking station and gently push. And you will, if you've done it right, hear a clicking sound. There you go. And the focus is attached. And what you then need to do is find a small magnetic plastic cover which is attached to the unit via wire, and gently place it over the USB wire cable to secure the unit in place. To detach the Focus 14, towards the front of you, on the very bottom, towards your stomach, there are two buttons, round buttons. You need to press these at the same time and gently lift the Focus 14 as you do. So I'm just putting the magnetic cover back on the focus, and to make it all secure, and it's all fully docked. Now, you wouldn't really know these were separate units, in effect, because they marry together so very well. So if we look at the L-Braille itself, I've discussed the ports with you, and on the back of the unit there is actually nothing, but it feels really solid. I've got it out of the case at the moment. So if you go from the back then, the first thing you'll notice, if you slide your hands from the back, you've got L-Braille written in grade 1. It's all in Braille there. And you have two stereo speakers either side of that. Then you have buttons just below the L-Braille logo. These are called E1, E2, volume down, volume up, E3 and E4. And they do perform a specific function, which I will deal with in a second. Now, going past all that, then you have the focus and you have the Braille keyboard, which is really nice to use. So you've got dots 1, 2, 3 and 7, 4, 5, 6 and dot 8, and then the space bar in the middle. Now, underneath that, you've got your cursor routing keys, which is really handy for editing, and either side of which there are two round buttons, and there are selector buttons, and there are rocker bars, which is unique to the focus, and you've got your panning buttons, which pan the Braille display to the left or to the right. And then you've got shift buttons. These are square buttons. Now, all these keys are very important because they enable you to control the PC with JAWS, and the focus utilises all these buttons to do certain things. If we go to the left of the focus, there is a recessed button on the left-hand side, which is the power button. You hold this button for a couple of seconds, and once you hear two vibrations, let it go and the computer will boot up. There isn't any screen on the device, but this doesn't worry me because when you're booting it up, as in now you receive two vibrations. There's another vibration, I don't know whether you could hear that. And the computer will do its stuff. Now, while it's doing that, the focus comes on intermittently and goes off and comes on again. It's still making the vibrations, and in a few seconds, JAWS will speak. And it's still doing its stuff, and it's telling me on the Braille display to press a routing cursor key, and I will do that, and Jaws will come on in a second. Now, the speakers on this aren't very loud, so I've attached a small mini
Johnson
speaker.
News Edition.
So,
desktop folder view list view not selected. This PC 1 of 19.
Okay, so what I've done, I've actually slowed the speech down, so that you'll be able to understand it. So, I'm not using any USB keyboard at the moment at all. I'm using the Focus 14 to control this. So I will go into Microsoft Word.
W folder view list view Word 2016 7 of 19.
And that's exactly what I want. And I'll press Enter here.
Opening Word.
And it's going to open Word for me in a second.
Document
and,
one word, print view, edit.
Okay, so I'll start typing.
I. Hope. You. Are. Happy. On. This. Cold. Miserable. January. Day period, space. This is a demonstration of the L Braille period space.
Okay, so I've written that in grade 2. Now, when you load the L Braille for the first time, you may come across the Jaws Setup Wizard, and this allows you to configure various settings, whether you want Braille in grade 1, grade 2, etc., etc., and other settings that you would normally use with Jaws. So I'm going to go to the top of this document by doing a chord command. Now, what I mean is that I press a number of keys together with the space bar, and we call these chord commands. So I'm not going to play a keyboard, honestly. I can play the piano, but I'm not going to do this at this instance. I use the term chord commands to describe what I'm doing. So to go to the top of the document, I press an L with a space bar.
Top of file, I hope you are happy on this cold, miserable January day. This is a demonstration of the L Braille.
To go down one line, I press stop four chord. Okay. To go to the bottom of the document, I press dot 456 chord.
Top of file, I hope you are happy on this cold, miserable January day. This is a demonstration of the L Braille.
And I'm seeing this in Braille as well. So if I want to add some
enter,
more,
enter,
which I will do, I will just do
thank you for listening to this demonstration period.
And I'm going to get Jules to read me the whole thing, which is say all command. So to do this, I do dot 12456 and the space bar, and I'm going to get Jules to do its stuff.
I hope you are happy on this cold, miserable January day. This is a demonstration of the L Braille. Thank you for listening to this demonstration.
Okay, to come out of that, I do Alt+F4. Now, to do this using the emulation commands, I do dot 168 chord followed by the letter D.
Alt+F4, Microsoft Word. Want to save your changes to document 1? If you click Don't Save, a recent copy of this file will be temporarily available. Save button, Alt+S.
No, I don't want to do that, so I press the Tab button, which is .45 chord.
Tab, Don't Save button, Alt+N.
Okay, and I press Enter. Now, I spoke earlier about the E1, E2, E3 and E4 keys. So I'm going to press the E1 key now, and this brings up a menu. If you have difficulty navigating the computer using the ordinary start menu and the search within the start menu, etc., you could use this menu. So I'm going to press this menu now.
Context menu, my files, F.
That's equivalent of the File Explorer within Windows.
Text editor, E.
And I'm navigating this using the arrow down equivalent, which is .4 chord.
Notes, M.
Notes.
Audio player, P.
Audio player.
Books, B.
Books.
Office 365 submenu, O.
And I've got Office, so I've got Word and all the Office applications there.
Internet browser, I.
Internet browser.
Email, M.
Email.
Instant messenger, A.
Now, if you go to email, by default, it is Windows Mail, but I have Outlook on here, which I use. I prefer to use that rather than the Windows Mail application.
Skype S.
Skype.
Calculator C.
Calculator.
L Braille Utilities submenu U.
This is where you'll find the L Braille settings menu, so that if you don't want the vibrations when the L Braille is booting up, you can sort that out. You can stop that so you don't have the vibrations, or you don't have the bleep feedback. But I prefer the default settings because I know exactly what's happening. And there are other options as well. Now, if I want to know the status of the battery, I press E2.
Battery level high, battery 80%, time remaining 12 hours and 3 minutes remaining.
If I want to know the Wi-Fi status, I press E2 twice.
July network, internet access.
And then I have the volume up and volume down.
519.
E3 tells you the time and date, and E4 takes you to an L Braille utility called Notes. Now, this is where you can record voice notes, or you can use a text file program that the L Braille have installed here. This would be handy if you didn't have Office on here, and they're very effective. But I don't want to do any of that. I'm going to use the Start menu. I want to use the Start menu. So to do this, I press the right shift key together with .4.
Search box edit.
Okay, so I'm going to type notepad here and press enter.
Notepad. Notepad, desktop app, untitled notepad, edit.
So I'm free to type something, but I don't want the speech, so I'm going to press M with the shift key.
Speech on demand.
And I'm going to type, thank you for your help with the dogs today. So there's no speech there, and I'm going to go to the top of the file, and I see that in Braille here. Thank you for your help with the dogs today. So I'm going to put speech back on by pressing the right shift key on the focus and the letter M.
Full speech.
And I have full speech on my Braille display and the sentence that I've written there. If I want to highlight that, I do an FOR chord with the left shift key. So I'm going to go make sure I'm at the top of the file with a cursor routing key on the letter T, and I'm going to do this FOR sign with the left shift.
Selected. Thank you for your help with the dogs today, period.
And I'm going to cut that because, or no, I'm going to delete it because I don't really want it. So I'm going to do a D with the left shift key.
Blank.
And there's nothing there. So I'm going to get out of the notepad application with the 168 chord and the letter D.
Desktop, folder view, list view, Word 2016, 7 of 19.
And I'm going to go on the internet. Now, what I've done is I've set the RNIB Overdrive as my default internet page, so it may take a couple of seconds to load. And I'm going to type the letter I.
Internet Explorer.
I'm going to press enter here and wait for this page to load. And I'm going to demonstrate searching for a book key.
RNIB supporting blind and partially sighted people. Internet Explorer. RNIB supporting blind and partially sighted people. Page has 3 regions.
Okay, I'm going to press the letter E.
Search edit. Edit.
And I'm going to put Jack London.
Jack. London.
I'm going to press
submit search button. Enter.
And remember, I'm doing all this with the emulation commands.
Search results are
I'm going to press
blind and partially sight.
The H to go to headings.
Filter search by heading level 5. Link options for White Fang by Jack London.
Options for White Fang. And if I wanted to, I could borrow the book. And indeed, download it using the Overdrive, which I've installed. So I've downloaded the Audible books on here as well. And I did say you could use Skype, so let's try it. I'm going to go to the Start menu again, and I'm going to type the word Skype. And I see that in Braille here, so I press Enter.
Skype, Skype, desktop app, Skype, desktop app, Skype, desktop app.
and I'm just going to wait it to load and do its stuff. There you go. And I'm going to use the test call to show you how it works on here. I've gone to the search button and I'm just going to put test.
Test. Enter contacts list box Skype test call echo 123 online 103.
Okay, so to make this call I'm going to do control and Q, and to do the control equivalent on the focus I do dots 3/8 chord and the letter Q.
Hello, welcome to Skype call testing service. After the beep, please record a message. Afterwards, your message will be played back to you.
Hello, this is a test using the L Braille. Thank you for your attention.
Hello, this is a test using the L Braille. Thank you for your attention.
Now, I have a couple of files I want to get rid of. So I've gone into my files and I've got one and I've got another one here. Now, to go down with the control down arrow equivalent, you use the right shift bar and the left rocker.
Not selected. This is a TIO ball. You are well and happy. Docs.
Okay, so I'm going to press the space bar
space,
here.
This is a TIO ball. You are well and happy. Docs.
And because I've selected these files, I'm going to do a D with the left shift.
Delete multiple items dialog. Are you sure that you want to permanently delete these two items? Yes button. Alt
absolutely.
Y.
You can use the L Braille without the Focus 14. You don't have to have the Focus 14 housed to use this device. Let me show you. I'm going to de-dock the Focus 14 and plug a USB keyboard in here. Okay, so I've got my USB keyboard. I'm going to plug it in. So you hear that familiar sound. And this is the only way now in which I can manipulate the L Braille. I'm going to go to the Start menu.
Search box edit.
And I'm going to look for Outlook.
K Outlook 2016. Hit enter. Unread. Stephen Scott. Read L Braille. Through 8. Group by. Expanded.
So I'm navigating now, going up and down the arrow keys with the keyboard. I'm going to come out of that now. While it might not be the fastest PC in the world, it doesn't claim to compete with the high-end laptop market. It certainly is ideal for everyday usage and everyday tasks that you may want to perform. Now let me get a little bit geeky here. On here you've got C drive, which is 30 gigs of internal memory. This is for your program files and your system files. D drive, you have on board 160 solid state drive capacity here. That's for your data, your personal files, etc. Some programs. Then if you use the SD card slot, it says that it's USB drive E or F. Now why it doesn't say SD card slot E or F, I don't know. It calls it USB drive. It did confuse me that initially, but I've got used to it now. What I tend to do is keep everything I want to save on the SD card so that there is very little on the dock itself. I think this is really good in case something should happen to your dock. Typically, in a Windows 10 situation, you may be working with your computer and it updates and you don't know what's happening, you lose speech, something causes the thing to crash, you're forced to either use a sighted pair of eyes, use another screen reader such as Narrator or NVDA to get you out of a jam, and good luck to you. But with this, you don't have to worry, because should you lose speech or braille or both, whatever reason, if you press the E1 key and hold it down until you hear a bleep, an emergency rescue menu materializes. So this menu is self-voicing, So even if you are in a situation where your braille or your speech ceases, it doesn't matter. So you've got three options. You've got the JAWS restart, reboot the whole system completely, or completely shut it down. So you can manipulate to one of those options and that will get you out of a jam that you're in. So my conclusions about the L Braille then, fantastic that I can do so much with this device, and I'm simply bowled over by it. I'm very, very impressed. There is now an L Braille 40 using a Focus 40 Braille display. For the docking station alone, it's just on £1,100 here in the UK. For the Focus and JAWS, the cost will be considerably higher. For complete pricing information, contact Sight and Sound Technology, who will be able to supply you with the necessary details.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.